Hallelujah. We are rounding all praisers up. All worshipers. Amen. We got any in the house today? You are a worshiper. Amen. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. Everything that you need to know is in the Sunday handout, okay? So make sure you get one and read it. And did anyone notice the new blacktop paving this morning?
Yeah.
It looks nice, doesn't it? So all we like is $500 to finish it up. So if you haven't given and you want to give today, make your check out to New Life. And if you give an offering, make sure you put in the memo what it's for. Just put blacktop paving down in the memo so Lottie knows where it goes to. So help finish up getting that paid for. We are so blessed. The word tells us in Hebrews. Pastor's going to be preaching today. Amen.
Yes.
But I wrote an article for the Sunday handout. So we're going to read that scripture in Hebrews chapter 1. Now faith is, this is the Amplified Bible. Now faith is the assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of the reality. Faith comprehends as a fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Remember we talked about, I think, last Sunday and even before, that we don't contact God by our senses, you know? It's by faith in believing in what God's done. For this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. By faith, that is with inherent trust and enduring confidence in the power, wisdom, and goodness of God, we understand that the worlds, universe, ages were framed and created, formed, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Amen. So I'm going to read you this, what's on the Sunday handout this morning. You can read along with me. And we started out writing by Hebrews 11:1, now meaning at the present time or moment. And sometimes we need to get delivered from the someday mentality. Amen. And sometimes we need to get rid of the yesterday mentality. Amen. Because there are some things that we don't need to carry over from yesterday. Quit living in the someday, because what do we have? We have the now time. Amen. So now, for the wind of my spirit is blown anew, God is telling us. You have entered into a new season. You have heard it said, new levels, new devils. But is it true that I have given you power over all the power of the enemy? Yes, it would be. For even in the days ahead, you will need to know that when I give a promise, I provide the way for it to be fulfilled. So rest assured, when I speak, that settles it. You have heard the saying, you can take it to the bank. Just as I own the cattle on 1,000 hills, I own the bank where my word is deposited. So why would I not watch over my word to make sure it is performed? When you go to withdraw, I have given my seal of approval, which is my name, and you can go and write a check on me, and it will never be turned away. Only believe and doubt not that it is good and are given to those who are willing to cash in on them. So there you have it. It is yours. Now is your time to step into the overflow of what I have given. Amen. You know, somebody could write you a check for $1,000, and you could carry it in your pocket for the rest of your life and never reap the benefits of that money. It is only good when you take it back to the bank, and by faith of the person that wrote that money is going to be in there. And then when you cash that check, you get to reap the benefits of what was given back to you. Amen. So everything that we need has already been provided by Jesus. He's already wrote us a check, and it's a blank check. Amen. And he says, when you go cash in on that, if you need healing, just receive it. Amen. If you need deliverance from oppression or depression, just receive it. Just cash in other words. It's yours for the taking. And so I'm concerned that we get caught living between the time of the yesterday and the day of someday, because we have those who say, if only it could be like yesterday. If I had to do it over again, or those who just say, hold on, it'll be better someday. In the process of time, the someday never comes, because we have got caught up in living in the yesterday over and hoping for a better someday. we then miss out on what is happening now. We miss the opportunity of now. Now is the best time of your life. Even if you're going through the roughest time of your life right now, it's still the best time of your life. Because a lot of times the roughest places we're in is just a launching pad for the better. And it can be a learning experience if we accept it as such. Amen? So now is the best time of your life. God wants you to seize the opportunity of now. It's time to stop holding on to yesterday, waiting for, seize the opportunity of now. It is time to stop holding on to yesterday and waiting for tomorrow. It is now faith to operate in your, it is now time for now faith to operate in your life. It is time for now faith that is rooted and grounded in the settled word of God. It is time for now faith that understands and believes in all the promises of God that are yes and in him, amen, the glory of God by us. It is the same now faith that says, let us forget about the baggage of yesterday, and the same now faith that says, don't worry about tomorrow. Remember that time that we said worry was like a rocking chair? You do a whole lot of rocking and never get nowhere. Amen. I will cash in on what God is saying now. Yesterday is gone. We don't have the promise of tomorrow, but we do have today. We have his seal of approval, which is his name, Jesus, the name that is above every name. Stand to your feet, church. And that's why we're here today, is to worship. Worship the one and only, the name of Jesus, the name that's been above every name. So God is waiting for you to cash in on what he's already given you. And Father, we just come into your presence this morning. And we cash in today on the promises that you've given us through praise and worship, believing that there is nothing impossible to those of us that believe, Father. That if you said it, that settles it, God. And we thank you for your word that's going to go forth today through praise and worship and through the ministry of your word. Thank you for strengthening our pastor with supernatural strength today. We just speak that over him in the name of Jesus. And nobody will leave this place today like they came, in Jesus' name. But we've come to hear from you, God. We've come to hear a word from you today. We trust and believe that you will deliver that to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, church. I feel like I've heard a sermon already, amen. But you know what? It's a good thing. We need many of those in our lives to direct us, amen. Hallelujah. Well, today's a good day. Right now is a good time, right? Amen. Amen. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away. Shout my praise, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion. Gonna serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. You only a King of all kings. Do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. You only a King of all kings. Do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. You only my maker, my father, my savior, redeemer, restorer, rebuilder, rewarder. You only a God like you. You are you my praise. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away. But shout my praise, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion. Going to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. You only a King of all. bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. You only a King of all kings. Do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. You only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. You only a God like you. Do I hear my praise?
Good to be in the house of God today, amen. Hey, I'm gonna share something with y'all. Yesterday, I was standing down on the square, and a gentleman and I were talking, and he said, "Ricardo," he said, "let me tell you about my grandchild." He said, "Before the baby was born, there was a minister that spoke over this kid and said that this kid was gonna be something special." And that was a couple of years ago, because the baby's now, she's three actually, so it was 3 years ago. But anyway, he told me about a particular incident that really blessed me. He told me that his wife come home from work, and she sat down and she was complaining about her feet hurting. And the grandbaby was playing, but could hear the conversation. Now, he's three, guys. But anyway, she started talking about how bad her feet was hurting, and they had a conversation about it. He said, "My grandbaby got up and walked over to his grandmother." Now, he's three. And said he kneeled down by her feet and laid his little hands on her feet, and he prayed for his grandmother. At three. I'm going to tell you what, that excited me. I was like, wow. And he's standing there just bawling. I'm like, wow. And they say there is no God. I don't believe that. I believe God exists wholeheartedly. Oh, heck yeah. I know he exists wholeheartedly. But now, if a baby has enough faith to get up and pray for someone, surely we can do that. Amen. Surely we can have enough faith for whatever may come our way.
Funeral for a lady Friday that I think she was 65, and her grandson and her had went to Walmart. He was 9, and he told her when they got home, he told her while they were at Walmart, "Grandma, do you know that Jesus loves you?" And she got to thinking about that, and after she got home, she got on her knees and got saved. Wow. And that's how she came to know the Lord, and they told that at her funeral.
That's awesome. Out of the mouth of babes, exactly right. Amen. You know, church, our testimony, along with the word, is the strongest tool you can use to lead somebody to Christ. I believe it was designed that way, don't you? Because Jesus' life is his testimony. It doesn't take much. It just takes obedience. Amen? Wait a minute, Kenzie. You'll get ahead of me here. But now I didn't stay long yesterday, but I had fun down there. I couldn't keep a CD from skipping all over the place, but I still had fun. But anyway, God has blessed me mightily, and he does it daily. And this old gentleman last night I was in the store, and I spoke to this man. Hadn't seen him for a while. But anyway, the conversation went to this point that people take life for granted. And we mentioned the Burris fellow that had just recently passed, his age being only 55. A month or so ago, we had a family member, she passed away only 34. And yet and still, that we take it for granted like it's going to be there regardless. Our faith is what we got to stand on. Our belief in the Word is what we got to live by. But anyway, go ahead, guys.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Jesus.
Power and majesty, praise to the
I just thank you, Lord God.
Glory, hallelujah.
You serve a mighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in the book of Psalms, isn't that music? If memory serves me correctly, I read somewhere where in biblical days, the way messages were sent a lot was through music. I know, well, I guess I send a lot of messages. Well, it's awesome. It's a God thing. But that doesn't necessarily mean a person have to be a big recording artist or someone that's nationally known to sing a song, right? That's right, Dad. Thank you. Just last week, the little, what's her name? She stood up right there. That just registered with me what she said. She said that song over and over, made a difference in her life. I don't know why I'm saying this, but we can all sing a song. We as people shortchange ourselves. We are all mighty people. When the good Lord created us, it was in His image. He gave us dominion over everything, over all the fowls of the earth. He sure did. You sure may. Hold on just a moment.
I went to stay with my Aunt Della in Camelsville the other day, and she's in the hospital. There was a lady in the room with her that had been there, I think, 2 or 3 days, and mentally just completely out of her mind. She was screaming and crying and asking for her daughter to come and see her. Her daughter had not been to see her, and then she was like, "I've been a horrible person. Where are you, God?" And they treated her just like an animal. I mean, they really did. And everybody that had came in the room with her, they would move right out. And so when I came in, and Aunt Della goes, she's, you know, screamed. And so I went over and got to talking to her. And she got to telling me, "I've been a horrible person." Got to telling me everything that she'd done. And she was a Catholic. And I got to praying with her. And prayed with her all throughout the day and led her to the Lord. And the nurses was even treating her like she was wild. They had unplugged her stuff. They was treating her like she was an animal. And that afternoon, and we've got to praying for her daughter, led her to the Lord, for her daughter to come. And her daughter came, and they got to take her home. By that afternoon, she didn't have no glasses or anything, and she turned into like the most precious little woman. All she needed was the Lord and love, and not be rejected. And she left, she had my glasses on. She was reading magazines. She was smiling, and Aunt Della, like the nurses, and they're just like, they couldn't believe it. But God, I'm telling you, He's powerful, and He loves us, and He wants us to spread it.
That deserves a hand clap. Amen. 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 God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Miss Linda, would you come up here, please? Shirley. Come here, Grandpa.
That he didn't tell you guys this, but on the road that we live in, we live on a road that has lots of trees. You have to go up this road all the way to the top to get to our house. And the other day, I was at work. I didn't really thought about anything, nothing major. And I get a call from my dad. He's like, "Anybody call you? Tell you what happened?" I was like, "No." I was like, "What is it? What's wrong?" So immediately, I go into a little bit of panic mode. And so he proceeds to tell me that a tree had fell down on our road. I was like, "Oh, my goodness." And he was like, "Yeah, Ricardo just went through there." I was like, "What?" And so come to find out that my husband probably had been to Walmart. I don't know where he'd been. He'd probably come from Walmart. I've been driving up the road, and within, I'm going to say, no more than a minute, maybe 30 seconds, as he had got past this tree, it fell across the road. A big tree. Can't even get your arms around. It's huge. And I was like, wow. I mean, within 30 seconds to a minute, our lives could have been changed completely, just like that. Now, do I know where he even went? Yes. Do I want him to go right now? No. Ask me tomorrow, I might tell you yes, but right now, no. Just kidding. I love you. But it's just our God. I mean, he's so great in those little things that we take for granted every day. Simple being 5 minutes late to work. May may have saved your life. And I started singing this song to him when I got home, and we went somewhere. I was like, when I went past a tree, I said, boy, it really was angels watching over you. And it said, and in that song it said, God only knows the times my life was threatened just today. An empty car ran out of gas before it ran my way. Near misses all around us, accidents unknown. For I never see with human eyes the hands that lead me home. Man, our God is great to think that he's looking out for all of us in that moment. In that moment. So our God is great. How great is our God?
We want to tell y'all a miracle that happened a few days ago. We were going to a Dollar General store, and then we were right there, and then we met this woman that's right here sitting right there, Miss Jackson, and she has been a blessing to us.
Well, thank you, sweetie.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God need a praise. God, we need a praise to the Lord, everyone, for he is wonderful, he is majestic, he is the Lord, Jesus Christ. Well, I want to speak something. I say thank you, the Lord, for thank you, the Lord, Jesus Christ, for he's bringing are here and stay, look new faces, and they believe in God and they praise to the Lord, saying we are. They believe in Jesus Christ, saying we believe. For that is they happen. I'm happy for seeing new faces, and God provide staying here. Only God making everything. Excuse me, for stay with yours. I happy to see you new faces, and I love stay in the house to the Lord. As the King David say, I like stay one day in the house to the Lord, like 1,000, 10,000 outside the house. It's better stay in the house to the Lord. That's what the King David say, and sing to the Lord and blessing to the Lord and praise to the Lord. That's what we need to do. I'm appreciative for you. Rejoice, and we rejoice with yours. Thank you so much for you. Give you answer to this play. Thank you so much. Lord bless him.
Oh, hallelujah. What can you say? What can you say? Go ahead. Oh, I got to cut the tree up. I'm going to burn that baby. It's all good. It's all good. You know, for all the bad news that's out here, there's a lot greater news in here. You know what I'm saying? That was good news right there. That's good news. Amen. I've said this over and over. This church is outstanding. The teachers in this church are outstanding. We don't know what we have. You don't ever miss the water till the well runs dry. But it's awfully funny that you got people from other churches will call us for us to pray. That's saying something. That's telling me that this is a powerful church. Amen. It's not how many is in number. It's what's in the heart. It's the belief in what we're doing. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead.
The splendor of the King. Clothed in majesty. all the earth rejoice. He wrapped himself in light, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God.
Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh. Woo! I like it. Y'all like it? I like it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, it's time to take up the offering.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank you. Lord God, I just thank you right now for the provisions that you make, Lord God. Thank you for the tithers and the givers, Lord God. Thank you for the people that clean this place, Lord God. Thank you for the people that do all the maintenance and all the maintaining that keep these doors swinging both ways, Lord. I just thank you for that. Bless them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun, his love endures forever. By the grace of God we will carry on, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever.
Yes. Come on, church, you have me right here.
His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
Come on, church.
His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise, sing praise.
Come on, Mom.
Sing praise, sing praise. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever. Forever you are faithful, forever you are strong, forever you are with us, forever and ever.
Y'all know what? I myself, I'm going to have fun. Oh, yeah. I'm going to walk around and I'm going to smile and I'm going to have fun and I'm going to do things the best of my ability because Ricardo is not perfect. We all fall short. But you know what? If we fall short, we can get up. You know that? We can get up. Dust them old knees off and keep right on stepping. But one thing I am going to do is when I come to church, I intend to have fun. I do, especially right here. Because if I can give it up out there to the world and have fun, I know I can give it up in here and have fun. Amen? Because I think the good Lord is it, nothing full of joy can be sorrowful. Nothing. I don't see that. But one thing I can see is me being faithful to God and me having my fun in church. Amen? I love the Lord. Spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon us because he has anointed us to preach
good news.
The Spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon us because he has anointed us to preach
good news.
He has sent us to the poor.
This is the year
to bind up the brokenhearted.
This is the day
to bring freedom to the captive. Of the Lord,
this is the day
of the vengeance of our God.
This is the year
of the favor of the Lord.
This is the day.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach
good news.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Will comfort those who mourn.
This is the year.
He will provide for those who grieve.
This is the day.
He will pour out the oils of gladness.
Lord, this is the day of the vengeance of our God. This is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the day.
Oh, hallelujah. And I just thank you, Jesus. Classes can be dismissed.
We have classes. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Well,
Pastor Sherman.
Thank you, Ricardo. First of all, I want to say for those of you that came in later and didn't hear announcement, if you came up on the blacktop this morning, you saw how beautiful it looked. And so if you didn't hear my announcement and didn't have the opportunity to give toward it, then I want you to do that today. Just write in your memo for blacktop paving. So there'll be an offering bucket sitting in the back. You can stop there and just drop it in. Also, we have a special lady here this morning, Cheryl. Would you like to come on up now? Oh, my God. I knew this would not be easy. Where do I start? When my husband and I first came here, we said 14 years ago that we were going to go to heaven from new life because we're not church hoppers. We came here, God placed us here, and you all have been such an awesome blessing. I want to let you know, since my honey poo has gone on to be with the Lord from new life, which I didn't get to do, but that's okay. I'm going to be leaving this week coming up, moving to Arlington, Texas. And I wanted to let you all know that I am going to miss each and every one of you. I'm going to continue to pray for you. And I want you to remember me in your prayers always. I love, love, love you all. You're the sweetest, spirit-filled church I've gone to in all my life. I'm going to be going to another spirit-filled church in Arlington, so that's a great thing. I'm going to be moving near my mother. I'll be about 10 minutes from her. She's 92. I'll get to spend the rest of her life with her and be a blessing to her. So I just wanted to let you know that this is my last Sunday at New Life, and you all just continue to be blessed in the Lord. Thank you so much for just loving me all these years. My pastors, y'all come up and we'll pray with her. After service, we've got a cake and some punch. So stop by and have a piece of cake and love on Miss Cheryl for a few moments, okay? So everybody can just stop by. I guess it'll be in the red room. So we want to pray for you and bless you on your travels and your new location.
Got to be with us here at New Life. And for the blessing that they've been to us. And I thank you, Lord God, that she can share that we've been a blessing to them. And Father, as she prepares now to move back close to her family, we just thank you for blessing the trip, blessing the movers that are going to be taking her stuff and everything, Lord God, that they'll get there safely with it in good shape. Bless her on her trip, Lord God. She flies to her new home. And Lord God, I just thank you that because of your love and your mercy and grace, she'll always have a place in our hearts. And we will never stop loving her. And we will never forget her. And we thank you, Lord God, that your anointing and your spirit of praise rests upon her everywhere she goes. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, the last couple of Sundays or so, we've had a lot of testimonies. And it's been awesome because that lets us know as pastors that we're doing our job to minister the word to you. So the testimonies have been awesome. It lets us know that you're taking the word that's been ministered and letting it go into your life and watching God just do what he does when you believe his word. And, you know, we sing a song that the word of God is working mightily in me. Well, that's what the Word is doing. It's working mightily in you. So from hearing all these testimonies, we know that the Word is getting settled in you and working mightily in you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor.